much attention has been on the public corruption trial involving the former police chief and his wife, but there is another trial underway having to do with the police department and a charge of excessive force. Honolulu Civil Beat's newest reporter, Yuyun Jung, joins us to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
So explain to our listeners what's at the heart of this case.
All righty. So this is regarding an incident that happened in 2015. To be exact, it was on March 16th, 2015. A man was observed in the roadway at the intersection of Richards and King Street. So that's like in front of Iolani Palace. So he was in the middle of the roadway. A woman called 911 and police officers respond. And at the heart of this civil trial, not a criminal trial, the family of this man is seeking damages because he died the following day, and on the night, March 16th again, that's when he was tased and pepper sprayed multiple times by police officers. So this case is trying to figure out whether or not the Honolulu police officers used excessive force that led up to his death.
Yeah, Your headline says excited delirium, not excessive force, killed Sheldon Halleck.
So that's what the city's attorneys are putting forward as their defense. So excited delirium is this kind of controversial condition. I'm sure everybody's heard of delirium. So it's kind of like a psychotic state where, you know, one of the doctors that was on the witness stand yesterday said, you know, the lights are on, but nobody's home. So that's kind of the state. But the excited part is like putting that delirium into that far end of the spectrum. So the symptoms associated with this syndrome, agitation, profuse sweating, you know, excitedness, and what some people are saying, superhuman-like strength. And that was actually a word that was used during trial by the emergency physician that I just spoke about. Her name is Stacey Hale. But the reason it's contested is because, so this term is mostly used in like medical examiner literature. So forensic pathology, people determining the cause of death or looking at the conditions after someone has already died. And so many medical organizations around the country have actually, you know, not recognized this as an actual medical diagnosis, but that's what the defense in this case are saying has killed Sheldon Halleck.
It's fascinating because, I mean, they used tasers, and he was tased multiple times.
That's right. And another interesting thing to note is that the three expert witnesses that the defense has put forward to make the argument that excited delirium killed Sheldon Halleck, it was not the tasers nor the pepper spray, are actually people who have some ties, some more than others, to the taser company, Axon Enterprises Incorporated. So one guy, Mark Kroll, is actually a director on the board of Taser, and he also serves on the Scientific Advisory Committee, and he's also on the Litigation Committee. He's actually the chair. So here's this guy, and the emergency physician I was telling you about, Stacey Hale, who co-authored a report with him on excited delirium and, you know, its links to Taser-related deaths. And then here's another guy named John Peters, who's like a use of force expert. And, you know, a previous NPR report showed that, you know, he was paid money by Taser Company for a year and a half to, you know, train the company. And John Peters is also a guy who goes around the country teaching law enforcement officers about excited delirium. But he's a use of force expert primarily.
And it's interesting because, you know, these days we hear a lot about excessive force and it's, you know, real bullets. In this case, you had these officers, they tried using tasers, they tried using pepper spray, but nothing really seemed to work.
So that's where this, like, superhuman strength argument comes from, right? So if you have seen the taser videos, which are available on Civil Beat website also, you can kind of see that, like, you know, officers are pepper spraying him and tasing him, but and he's flinching and screaming and things like that. But, you know, when people are tased, you know, your impression is that they'll just fall to the ground, right? So that's another point that's being debated. So, like, whether or not, you know, tasers, like, actually struck Sheldon Halleck or affected him. Mm-hmm. But then, and then the superhuman strength part comes up, because that's, like, a symptom that's associated with this controversial contested syndrome.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens then as this trial continues next week.
All righty.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was criminal justice reporter Yoo Hyun Jung with today's reality check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.